first-person singular, views expressed are those of the author. Laurie Korn asks, what should we keep?
If only we could know what things will become collectibles, what things in our dusty attics will be the precious objects of tomorrow. It used to be easier. If you just went back to the bottom of the century and pushed all those things forward, they would all be great antiques. The original waffle iron made by Toastmaster, the wind-up turntable with a heavy brass arm, the Singer sewing machine with a foot treadle, the baby buggy, the lovely barn hinge, the 24-jewel pocket watch, the stained glass lampshade, the ceramic urn. How are we to know what to keep of all this junk that industry keeps churning out? What would our children find in our attics that would be a keeper? Planned obsolescence changes things so fast, and nothing is made to last. And for that matter, how are we to know which books will be classics, when every time we go to the bookstore there are another 300 hardbacks on the bestsellers list, spread out on the new arrivals table, fresh and glistening like today's catch at the fish market? So, junk or collectible? I say throw it all away. Recycle everything that is nylon, acrylic, polyurethane, plastic, aluminum. Start all over again at the beginning. The wheel, the tablets made of stone, the jade sculpture, the silver bracelet, the silk kaftan, the wooden bowl, the gold cup, the iron bell. Before we are all buried in trash, before aesthetics and the divinity of our humanity is all obsolete.
Laurie Korn is a writer living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by the late Marty Kern Marshall and Matilda Rand.